أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اليوم أحل لكم الطيبات وطعام الذين أوتوا الكتاب حل لكم وطعامكم حل لهم والمحصنات من المؤمنات والمحصنات من الذين أوتوا الكتاب من قبلكم إذا آتيتموهن أجورهن محصنين غير مسافحين ولا متخذي أخدان ومن يكفر بالإيمان فقد حبط عمله وهو في الآخرة من الخاسرين. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 5 of Surah Al-Ma'idah. In the previous verse, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke and responded to the question of what is halal, what could be eaten. Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues with that topic of what is halal. And then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala not only speaks about what is halal for consumption, but Allah ta'ala also speaks about what is halal insofar as marriage is concerned. Allah ta'ala says, Al-yawma uhilla lakum at-tayyibat. Reinforcing the point about what is halal, Allah ta'ala says, on this day, At-tayyibat, that which is pure, has been made lawful for you. Again and again we find from the beginning of the surah, in Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has reinforced this, that At-tayyibat, what is pure, has been made halal for you. In other words, what will aid you in your spirituality, in your journey towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has been made halal. And obviously then, what will become an impediment in your journey towards Allah ta'ala, in your spirituality, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has made haram. وَطَعَامُ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ حِلٌّ لَكُمْ. And the food of those who have been given the book has been made halal for you. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speak about those, the people of the book. It has been accepted, the consensus of the Sahaba, the Tabi'een, that the people of the book are the Yahud and the Nasara. The food that Allah ta'ala speaks about here refers to those animals which are halal and are slaughtered, the Dhabiha of the Ahl Kitab, of the Yahud and the Nasara. The Yahud and the Nasara in this verse, for this masla and the next, refers to those Yahud and Nasara who had the belief of the Yahud and the Nasara at the time when the Quran was being revealed. In other words, at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Even though at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the Quran Allah Ta'ala says, يُحَرِّفُونَ الْكَلِمَ عَمْ مَوَاضِعِهِ, that there were changes that they had made. They had believed in Tathleeth, they had believed in the Trinity at that time. Allah Ta'ala even said, لَقَدْ كَفَرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ ثَالِثُ ثَلَاثَ. Allah Ta'ala even declared that they had disbelieved. But even at that time, at the time of the revelation of the Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala still said that they slaughtered this, the animals that they slaughtered, the halal animals that are halal for us, if they take the name of Allah ta'ala, because Allah ta'ala had commanded them to take the name of Allah ta'ala, if they take the name of Allah ta'ala, they slaughter the animals like how we have been commanded to slaughter the animals, then that animal will be halal for us. So it is the Yahud and the Nasara. They believed like how Yahud and Nasara believed in the time of Allah Ta'ala. The mode, the method of slaughtering was like how we would slaughter. And at the time of slaughtering, they took the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then that zabiha, that animal will be halal for us. Yahud and Nasara will be that Yahud and Nasara that was original Yahud and Nasara. If Allah forbid a believer, a Muslim, renegated from Islam and then he became Yahud and Nasara, then his slaughtered animal will not be halal for us. Thereafter Allah Ta'ala says, وَطَعَامُكُمْ حِلٌّ لَهُمْ, and your food, the animal that you slaughtered, that will be halal for them. وَالْمُحْصَنَاتُ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنَاتِ وَالْمُحْصَنَاتُ مِنَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ, and those chaste women from the believing woman, in other words, the mu'minat, they have brought iman, and those chaste women from those women who have been given the kitab before you, again, from the Ahle Kitab, which will refer to the Yahud and the Nasara, they believed, like the Yahud and the Nasara believed, in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not like a person is called a Christian, like people are called Christians today, but they do not believe in any book. إِذَا آتَيْتُمُوهُنَّ أُجُورَهُنَّ, when you had been given the mahr, مُحْسِنِينَ غَيْرَ مُسَافِحِينَ, seeking chastity, not being lustful, وَلَا مُتَّخِذِي أَخْدَانَ, and not seeking a secret relationship with them, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it will be halal, permissible for you to marry them. In the time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, however, Sayyidina Huzaifa bin Yaman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he went to Madain, he had married a Jewish woman. When Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu had heard about it, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu had written a letter to him telling him to divorce that woman. Sayyidina Huzaifa bin Yaman, on the basis and authority of this ayat, wrote back to Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, saying to him that, listen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had permitted it, so why are you asking me to divorce her? Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu wrote back to him and he said to him that when this letter reaches you, before you put this letter down, you divorce her. The reason, the rationale is this, that if our people, that is the Muslims, are going to marry these non-Muslim women, non-Muslim meaning the Yahud and the Nasara, then what is going to be the plight of the Muslim woman? Now this was the inner side, insight of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. They will remain unmarried and then they are also going to fall into fitna. So from here we can understand that Sayyidina Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, on the basis of this ayat, believed the permissibility to marry such woman, but however, the recommendation from Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was not there, because obviously then our own deen is at risk, we have to compromise, our children are at risk, for them sometimes there is absolutely no compromise, they fall on their mother and they continue then the Jewish or the Christian way of life, and then there are those whole risks insofar as the deen is concerned, and hence we find Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he was asked about this question, then he would read the ayah of Surah Al-Baqarah, where Allah Ta'ala will say, وَلَا تَنْكِحُ الْمُشْرِكَاتِ حَتَّى يُؤْمِنَّ. On the one hand, Allah Ta'ala says, mushrikat, that is women who are not Jews and Christians, they are polytheists. Allah Ta'ala said, you cannot marry them until they brought iman. He would read this ayat and he will not say anything further, that those sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum had disliked it. Again, we need to see the Nasara, especially in this era, they call themselves Christians, whether they follow any book, that needs to be looked into. وَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالْإِيمَانِ, and then whoever disbelieves in iman, in other words, whoever turns away from iman, فَقَدْ حَبِطَ عَمَلُ, then his actions has been nullified. Now it is quite interesting that after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about two aspects of Islamic law, one about halal consumption and then the other about marriage, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that whoever makes kufr, whoever disbelieves in his iman, in other words, turns away from his iman, his deeds are nullified. It seems as though Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pointing towards the fact that if man treads on this very borderline insofar as the consumption of food is concerned, insofar as marriage is concerned, then there is a very great fear with regards to his iman. وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Then such people in the akhirat will be from the khasirin, will be from amongst the losers. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala safeguard us, and may Allah ta'ala safeguard our iman. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.